All right, everybody. Just want to say thanks for watching today. I have a new microphone. Hopefully my voice sounds a little better. Let me know if it works better for you, if you like the sound of the new mic. Hopefully my voice is a little bit more clear. Today's topic is going to be on social media and some of the problems I've found with it. And I've been involved with the internet now since the early 90s, and much of it has changed since I started using it. In the 90s, we used to get on various bulletin boards and chat rooms, and we'd talk about church and doctrine. I was an Arminian then. I didn't know the gospel, but later I did. And it's kind of funny because back then, things weren't nearly as controversial as they are today. And nobody really used their real name either. We all used handles like, you know, truck drivers do with their CB radios. I went by Kermie and Dr. Gill and, Aircraft was another one. It's OD. I've got a lot of names I went by in the past. But anyway, that's either here or now. They're there. Now we use our real name. And as the internet grew, you know, social media kind of became a predominant way to interact with other believers online. It was no longer just nerds like me using the internet, but anyone who could really use and hold a cell phone. And that's when the problems, I think, began with the internet. Okay, that's when that's when problems began with social media. See, before, if people got mad at each other in an internet dispute, it didn't really affect too many people. It just affected strangers in different parts of the world who had no other way to connect with one another. But with the rise of social media, real names began to be used. And what was said in your online life could start affecting your offline life as well. You've probably heard stories of teenagers suffering abuse at the hands of their bullies and their peers in their local schools, all while never seeing each other face to face, but everything happening online on sites like Facebook and Twitter. And I think this has also started to affect our churches as well. It's easier now to really see people as they really are. People now post what they think, and you can go through their personal feed if they're the sharing type, and to give you an idea of what people are really like. Not just the face they put on in church, but their interpersonal thoughts or the thoughts that they want you to see. And sometimes you don't even need to look at their feed for this. They simply offer their commentary and opinion without you even requesting it. All right? So if you say something they don't agree with, for example, they just let you know. In the past, you know, before the internet, people would just keep silent. But now, no, everybody's got to tell you what they think. And they think that there's this perception that there's an invitation that everybody's giving by being online to be criticized. And unfortunately, we now see this in our offline relationships with the church brethren, I think. Additionally, during this time, I believe there have been some various, very zealous people that started performing witch hunts on Facebook to root out what they determined to be false doctrine. It's not enough to know the Lord and worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's not enough now to be aware of false doctrine. These people have made it their mission to root it out, wherever it may be. They're constantly exposing people, showing the world how spiritual they are, and how erroneous this particular commentary or that particular commentator is. And they post memes, and they criticize people openly, and all manners of decorum seem to be thrown out the window. They claim to be gospel defenders or crusaders. and folks, I just got to say that this manner of behavior online is just shameful. Instead of preaching truth and trying to help folks, you end up with a lot of peacocks strutting around, showing off what it is they think they know. And their rhetoric, it's now affecting offline lives. Because now everyone can see what's going on. Used to be hidden, now it's out in the open. And this is particularly bad, in my opinion, amongst the Sovereign Grace churches online and the Sovereign Grace groups online. There's this constant fight, this constant search for so-called compromisers, and all the joy of interacting online can be lost. Ironically, many of the people that are causing problems online, they don't even meet regularly with other believers. There are people out there that don't have a church they can belong to online, or for whatever reason, there's nothing that's good enough for them around them. And they simply maintain lists of acquaintances online. They to get on their list of good people, you simply have to agree with them. And not just in doctrine and truth, but in what they deem as bad. If you don't agree, you're out, you're ostracized, you know, you're blocked, defriended, whatever, or you're just made fun of. And folks, I think we need to get away from this. I think Facebook is sick, all right? It's a sick platform, and it's being abused. First off, it's a platform that was put together by the world, all right? We need to get back to basics. Let's get back to meeting people face-to-face, all right, and loving one another and praying for one another and being tolerant, yes, tolerant of one another's infirmities, not errors, but infirmities. And I'm not saying we should embrace error, you know, or be tolerant of error. We should just be patient with people, even those we disagree with, all right? Instead of boasting on social media what it is you think you know about other people, maybe you should just go find a nice pew somewhere, sit down, and allow yourself to be taught. Instead of opening your big fat mouth online or letting your fingers quickly dance on the keyboard, you know, with excoriating rants and tirades, just sit down and listen, all right? Sit down and listen and worship at the feet of our Savior with humility. I don't see a lot of humility online. I see a lot of pride. I see a lot of boasting. And I think it really is quite shameful. We who believe and rest in the sovereign grace of our Lord, we ought to be the most kind, the most considerate, the most patient, and the most loving people on Facebook. We shouldn't be talking badly about people. We shouldn't be crusaders, ready to slice and dice people for having different thoughts than ours. Yeah, we can be tolerant of those we don't agree with. No, you don't have to hold hands with everybody as a brother. You don't have to hold hands with that Arminian as a brother. All right? You don't have to tolerate Arminianism, but you can tolerate the Arminian. We can be more civilized and more representative of our Lord. Okay, let us be gentle as doves and wise as serpents. And that's about all. Have a great day.